Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Excited for football returning here in really a couple days for us to really see it live and in person. See the guys getting out there working, seeing the what the permutations of the offensive line are, seeing what some of the rookies look like. All these things that I'm very intrigued in. I'm sure you are as well. Ain't that right?
Yeah, I think coaches are in the office today. Players are reporting tomorrow, and we are on the field on Wednesday.
Man, we are almost there. Yeah. It feels great to be there. Over the weekend, as it feels like the NFL is like getting some of their affairs in order for camp, as some teams have indeed began camp. A lot of them begin this week, as the Texans do. And one of the affairs that NFL players need to get in order is figure out what the hell they're doing with a Players Association head.
Man. Okay, go ahead, because there are so many levels to this that are just bothersome if you're an NFL player.
Yeah, there's a lot of levels to this, and one of them is that you just need to find somebody to get this thing in order as you continue to go. But we got more and more details from the person that I like to call the Feds, Don Van Natta Jr., along with Kalen Kaler, because when Don Van Natta comes knocking, he has some answers. And before we even get there, shout out to Pablo Torre doing like the level of investigative journalism along with Mike Florio that it feels like we used to get a lot more frequently that we now have to outsource in a way, which is kind of unfortunate. But Don Van Natta giving us the kind of investigative journalism that I like because we're getting information, but also there are really funny details in here. Mm-hmm. Like I think I'm very intrigued by the way that this labor thing happens. And I think I took it to places that were really far where what does this mean if they get the next guy in there and what can they do? I just want to talk a little bit more about Lloyd Howell Jr., who was previously the executive director. Apparently, we find out that he sued in 2011 for sexual discrimination and retaliation when he was the senior executive director or a senior executive at Booz Allen, which is like a consulting firm. But before we get there, we also are outside of that, because obviously that's not the fun part. The fun part is that apparently this guy that the NFLPA brought in to be like, he is an executive. He's been in more of the business world. We want an executive that's going to be able to kind of talk to the NFL and talk through these deals. Seems like they missed out on one thing, is that he feels like he thought he was just in the corporate world entirely, because at one point it was made evident that he actually went to a strip club for a meeting and put it on the company card for the Players Association. Did you see this?
I did see this. I guess, this is one of those where he's probably, or people who defend him could say, well, technically it was a meeting. It's just like the optics here are just, by the way, I think it was Tootsie's, right? wasn't it that place, that real famous place in the Miami area? Anyway, it doesn't matter to do this. It's just, this is one of the levels that I was talking about where if I'm a player, I'm thinking, what, this is the guy, this is where my money is going, this is what's happening. And, they're in a mess right now. They have to come up with some answers and some leadership.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Because, yeah. The thing that really this showed me, obviously, there's more details in it. One of the things that I found amazing is that the person that he was with, who also was in the Players Association, that they wanted to pay for some themselves. And he basically was like, nah, put it on the account. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. He does not get this on like a deeper level. Like if you, in order to have these conversations at the high end of this, you need to understand a union. And it feels like he was operating this like, what I imagine the caricature of a businessman who's just like, oh, I got the company card and I use that for what I'll use it for. Union should not operate like that. It's obviously there not just to serve what it does, but serve the people that it helps. And that's why all of the lack of accountability there was, kind of odd. Mm-hmm. With all that being the case, then in the weekend, we find out that, with Lloyd Howell now stepping down, resigning, not being available to continue, the NFLPA needs to find who the next guy is that they put into this place. And so there's two names that have been thrown out there as possibilities to step in there. And one of them is the guy who was the previous president, J.C. Treader, who it seems through roundabout ways actually got Lloyd Howell that position. Apparently, he opened up to Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports, because he is now stepping down from the union entirely. And I want to see if you agree or if you believe what he's selling. Okay, I have a feeling. He says that in stepping down, he told CBS Sports, over the last couple of days, it's gotten very, very hard for my family, and that's something I can't deal with. So the short bullet points are, I have no interest in being executive director. I have no interest in being considered. I've left the executive committee, or let them rather know, that I'm also going to leave the NFLPA in the coming days because I don't have anything left of the organization. But he also, he very much wanted you to let you know that this is not because of anything else. Like, he just feels like, you know, the last few days have been hard for the organization or for him.
Okay, so this is not to be insensitive, but his number one reason there is it's been hard on my family. I don't remember seeing like the internet going nuts about J.C. Treader and, you know, talking about all the problems he has. I mean, it's been discussed, but it, like, is this something that you affect, you know, it affects his family that deeply, that much, you know, just this viral thing that's going on? No, I think this is just very internal. This is something that he knew he got pressure to be ousted, and he's out. I think it's as simple as that.
He went as further as, I just want to get my story out there. I don't want it to look like this was sour grapes or I didn't get the job and I wanted the job. All I wanted to do was tell my story and then go be with my family. And I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
Like, I don't believe, like, mm-hmm. I don't think that you have Lloyd Howell step down. There's a few days, there's conversations mm-hmm. about the possibility of him being one of the two finalists to possibly be an interim director.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there is a, never mind, I'm stepping back because people are talking about me.
Yeah, I don't get that. You know, I mean, yes, people are talking about this.
And this is
in
a dude,
the circle.
This is a dude that admittedly like has been, and people kind of know him to be this, a guy that kind of doesn't care that he's not necessarily liked. And I feel like that's kind of one of the chief characteristics that you want in a labor union boss. Mm-hmm. Is a dude who that's okay not being liked.
For the other reasons though.
Yeah, I guess that's fair, right? Yeah. Not amongst the union.
Not amongst
ranking,
your own people.
Rank, yeah.
Because that's the thing that is standing out as you're watching some very powerful people, former players in the NFL, talking about this. They're just so frustrated and they feel deceived. That's not the kind of talking about someone that you want. I mean, they feel like they've been deceived. They feel like they've got the wrong leaders in place, and they need, as I mentioned earlier, they need to clean house. And by the way, this is the most important thing the NFLPA has done in a long time is find the right leadership.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, though, right? The idea that he was one of the finalists to be the interim after all of mm-hmm. like the information that we were starting to get. And I imagine there's a lot more that possibly will continue to roll out.
Mm-hmm.
I was, when we were talking on Friday with B. Scott about mm-hmm. the idea of, hey, they have to have an open kind of process to try and find a guy that I imagine maybe is more of a dog in, mm-hmm. in union type spaces and trying to get them more.
Yeah.
And maybe in the next CBA that could possibly push them into getting more money, getting more of the things that they want, and maybe not being viewed as such a limp, mm-hmm. you know, kind of players association.
Yeah.
The idea that they were willing to go back to J.C. Treader, even on an interim basis, kind of like makes me feel like, nah, same old NFLPA. And I understand the difficulties, but that was a little disappointing because I was like, oh, is this going to be the time where the players association actually gets some things that might actually help this?
It's
players.
And the other thing is the NFL and NFL owners are loving this because the NFLPA, unless something drastic happens, they're not going to be, number one, experienced in the next collective bargaining, discussions and negotiations. And number two, they're going to have relatively new faces that the NFL and the NFLPA, and the owners, they're going to want to push around, and they're going to be more likely to be able to push around and get their way.
Anyways, I found that to be interesting. And just the idea that, oh boy, Lloyd Howell decided,
no,
you know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Company Dom, go to
worry about it.
Club.
Put it on the card.
Just put it on the card. I find that to be a hilarious kind of mentality. Like, how is that what sinks you, buddy? Of all the things to sink you, is just.
I think that was just the juiciest anecdote of many.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the bad, but a little bit of good weekend that the Astros had. Let's talk about that and more next.